Simply Done, the podcast network.
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be able to handle the pressure.
Here's what I learned when I was in biology school, okay?
What's that?
If you take a cow's eye, there's fat on the outside of it, but it's not the fat like your uncle's got.
How does this have anything to do with Perry not being able to do this?
He can't do anything.
Oh, Perry not being able to do what?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Hey, Scaremaster.
Well, hello to you, dude.
Happy New Year.
Hey. Happy New Year, man.
Well, you look different.
Ow.
What's going on with you?
New jacket?
That's not a new jacket.
It is.
That's an old jacket. It's
relatively new jacket.
Let go.
Hey, how you been, kiddo?
Me? I'm getting better.
Good. We'll talk about
it. Well, you couldn't get much worse.
Oh, yes, I could.
Hey, this is the part of the show when I mentioned the opening song.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, it's your old pal, Don Barris.
Happy New Year, it's Maul.
Oh, hey guys, it's me too, Scary Perry.
And I forgot to say it, Happy New Year to everybody. Happy Big Three New Year.
Yeah, New Year.
Don't do that unless I start it, okay? Seriously. I was told to read this from the bosses upstairs to start out today's show.
Is it a $10 shout-out from the bosses?
No, it's not a $10 shout-out. We'll get to that a little later.
Is it an internal memo?
It says from the desk of the bosses upstairs, so it must mean something. Gentlemen, on Saturday, January 19th, 2013, the Big Three will be doing their first webcast on the Video Podcast Network from the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, yeah!
Don't interrupt the boss's upstairs memo. We've put our necks on the lines with you guys before, and we've had it chopped off.
Their necks got chopped off?
No, I think it's a way of saying that they did something for us, and we blew it.
You mean I blew it?
Yeah, you sure did.
That was my problem.
Yeah. Anyway, so to make sure this doesn't happen again, we want everyone to understand there will be no more Perry's Movie Time. This is in big capital letters, so I think they're serious. Perry has once again disappointed us, so we are dropping this segment due to his lack of professionalism, minimal talent, and his religious beliefs. Everyone upstairs likes the direction Perry's Sexcapades is going, so consider yourself lucky that we still let you do that. And as we've said before, you should be watching your steps. We are the bosses upstairs.
Well, I can't do anything about Movie Time, but I have to talk about all the old girlfriends that I had back in the olden days.
Well, I guess that's one way of putting it, but we didn't really have to analyze it. I think it's pretty plain. Yeah, there will be no more Perry's Movie Time, and they like Perry's Sexcapades.
So I got to talk about immoral stories constantly. Oh, well. I guess
talk about all your girlfriends.
What do you mean, immoral stories?
Because all those stories are immoral.
Well, the one thing that they did say...
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Did you get some religion this week?
I get religion every week.
You do. So now you feel like the tales you tell about the women in your life are immoral.
Well, yeah, when you're fornicating and committing adultery.
Coveting?
Sometimes.
What does that mean exactly, Perry? Coveting.
Intimacy.
That's what it means?
Sometimes.
Not the way he does it.
Depends on which chick I'm with.
What does that mean? Are you a sensitive lover? I've never asked you that before.
Depends on, again, who I'm with.
All right, let's say it's with Terri Ann Fluzzo, who just basically beat you
up. That also depends, but he's talking about her adult diaper.
Well, one of the things that the boss is upstairs...
Her adult diaper?
Yeah, she's
getting old. Or yours, take your pick.
She doesn't wear an adult diaper.
One of the things that the bosses upstairs mentioned in their memo was about the Sundance Film Festival. Now, this will be airing, boy, when will it be airing? Around the 10th or 11th, whatever. So, by the time you hear this, we have 1 week because we're going to be performing a midnight show, a live podcast at the Sundance Film Festival, and the good people over at the VPN, as they're called, the Video Podcast Network. That's a part of Jash.com.
See, I, you know, Dan, I appreciate your enthusiasm and your scare master, but I really got to count myself out of this one.
Why?
What?
I can't do it, man. I mean, you're sitting over there talking about immorality and you're going to do this thing. I went on that website, that Gash.com, and it was, I'm telling you something.
What'd you see?
You want to see lots of baby holes, go crazy. You know what?
Wait a minute. What did you see?
Baby holes?
Yeah, I went on GASH.com, Gash.com.
Okay.
And you go on that, and okay, you're not going to believe what you're going to see.
Mole, first hold off, on. Mole, for 1 second.
It's like,
Mole.
It's like no ladies have pants in the world anymore.
Mole, please listen to me. It's not Gash with a G. It's
JASH.com.
Jash? It's really a dumb name. No question about it.
I don't understand what it means, though.
I don't think anybody knows.
Scaremaster.
Throwing kisses to the camera.
We see it, blowing kisses to Mary Jane.
Not throwing kisses at Mary Jane, throwing kisses to all the fans.
Have Scaremaster explain. I think what is a Jash, Scaremaster? You know this stuff.
Jash?
What is
or Gash?
Jash. J-A-S-H.
That's four different words.
Okay. What do you mean?
J is one word, A is another word, S is a word, and H is a word. And I'm not sure what the words are.
Why would you guess? Ballpark it.
Jash?
If somebody had a gun to your head and said, tell us what Jash means.
Fuck. That's a real scary way of saying it.
Yeah.
I don't know what Jash means with a gun to my head or not.
You know, it could be, you know, that Diamond Daniel Kellison, he's just, once again, thinking outside the box. Jash.
J-A-S-H. Yep.
Anyway, we're going to be doing a podcast. We're going to be doing the midnight show on the 19th.
So far, the J I could J A is Jews at single.
Jews at single homes.
I don't know.
Well, we're almost there. If you've got the first three letters of it, Jews.
Just ask Scaremaster's homosexual friend. Oh, they stuck with that F.
That's my middle initial, motherfucker.
Ask Scaremaster.
Just
the homo, because they sometimes they don't
the homo.
But they could leave out the.
That's just
no, but they sometimes leave.
But
those
I'm not a homo.
Out.
Not a homo.
I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking.
Well, why is the H on there after Scaremaster?
There's not a master.
I don't know what that means exactly.
I don't either. That took a big jump to somewhere.
Scare and then H.
Scaremaster is
one
word.
Name. Scaremaster is one
okay,
word.
Scaremaster.
One compound
word. That's how it is in the dictionary. Yeah.
That's not how it is.
And in the Bible.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so are we going to go? We're going to go to.
I think so. We're going to be leaving, and the four of us are going to be traveling together.
How do you?
We're traveling together this time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Why?
Because the last two trips, the one to Chicago. I had to freaking park my car at Burbank Airport, be shipped all the way down to Newport Beach.
You're still going to have to do that because I'm not picking you up. Still going to have to find your way there.
Oh, so I got to pay for my own parking again?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why? Should I pay for it? Maybe one of your disbarred lawyer friends can drop you off at the airport.
What?
One of your friends could drop you off at the airport.
That's nice. That's what friends are for.
That's what I'm going to do. I'll have a buddy of mine drop us off.
Why don't I drop you off?
That's a great idea.
You're going to drop him off?
I'll drop you both off.
Aren't you going?
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's not going to work. Like, don't yell at me, man. You know what?
I'm
still
not yelling.
Trying to figure out what Jash means.
I'm just thinking it's Diamond Daniel Kellison's outside-the-box way of thinking.
Well, the Diamond Daniel Kellison's... sight. He's out of sight.
I think that maybe we should stop talking about Diamond Daniel Kellison and think about 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
Now, everyone knows what that website means.
You know
That's
what that website means? That website means that I sell skateboards as well as t-shirts.
Oh, maybe it's skateboard heaven.
I don't want your stupid shit. involving my website at all. So watch your mouth. Shut your mouth.
J.A. Skateboard Heaven.
www.scaryperryskateboard.com. Oh, maybe it's terrifying teams. Just
American. Mo, what are you talking about?
Scaryperryskateboard.com.
What are you talking about?
Maybe it's my about terrifying Tim. Just Dex. American Skateboard Heroes.
I don't understand what you're talking
that's
about.
That's Jace. Just,
asshole.
Just this American my, Skateboard no. Heroes.
That's an idea.
What?
Just American Skateboard Heroes.
That's Jace. That's terrifying Tim.
Jash. That's not terrifying. He doesn't ride a skateboard, the motherfucker.
Yeah, because you can't ride it when you're stuck on a monster island.
Well, that's his
problem.
You
keep saying that.
God.
Stop! And that was 60 Seconds with Perry.
No, it wasn't.
What was it?
It wasn't even 10 Seconds with Perry. Because this jagoff tried to interrupt my 60 Seconds with Perry.
Who did?
You, jerky.
Why are you pointing behind me?
I'm pointing at you.
Oh.
Well, you know what? It's time right now where we let the audience in on some of the fun here, because it's where you get a chance to tell us what's on your mind. It's time once again for a little thing called our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout out before, this is where you, the listener at home, you get a chance to tell us what's on your mind. Write it in a brief paragraph and you send that along with $10. That's cash, no checks, no money orders. That's straight cash, homie. And you send it to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90046. And that's box 153, I believe. So let's see.
Hey, Dan, is there anything special people need to know for this special Sundance $10 shout-outs? Like you said, we're only going to have five of them, five max, so they got to be really good.
No, we can have as as we want.
We can?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Okay. We're making money.
But you also said that they can't be very long.
No, Sundance. They can't be very long, but what we're going to be doing live $10 shout-outs.
But people need to get those in this week if they want to get their
$10 shout-outs. They come there. We'll take money just like we did at the 20th anniversary.
Oh, people can ask live $10 shout-outs.
Yes.
But what about the people who can't make it to Sundance? Will they still be able to send their shout-outs in?
Shit out of luck, I guess, is one way of looking at it.
What if they sent really good shout-outs that we want to include in Sundance?
I just think that we should keep
it
one way.
Then you
wait
till the next week.
Yeah, I think we should keep it one way, don't you?
I don't know. Maybe
one way only.
I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, because you know what? Here's the way I look at it. If they
stop driving on the wrong side of the street, Mole.
What does that mean, Perry?
Because he's trying to throw something at you, Dan, to where he makes it confusing.
How am I going to throw it from the other side of the street? That doesn't even make sense.
No, you're driving on the wrong side of the street.
If I'm driving on the wrong side of the street, then the driver's side is on the against the road. It's not even in the middle road. So if I wanted to throw something to him, I have to throw it over my car.
You know what? Okay, I think you've kind of made your point, but let's get to the $10 shout-outs.
I just don't want to fight anymore.
All right, this first one. This is from Local Drug Search in Santa Clara, California. Dear Don and Mole, this is an odd request, but I am reaching out for your help because I value your opinions. I just got a new computer and wanted to see which font is easiest to read out loud. Could each of you read the random phrase often heard on your podcast out loud and let me know which font you prefer? Thanks for your help, Mike. You want to do this?
You know I do.
Okay.
Why else would I be here? Number one, 7722 Reseda Boulevard. Apt 102. Scared man, should read line 2. Read line 2. But read the font like the font's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't do that.
What? Well, let me read it then. All right. The second one is 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment number 102.
Number 3 is 7722
you know
Reseda
what,
Boulevard, apartment 102.
And why are you guys reading my office address?
That's your
That's
your office
and
now?
And here is the last one at 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this. I think number 4 is the best one. What about you, Mole?
I like number 2. I like number 4 also.
Number 4? Okay. So number 4, Mike, that's the good one. All right. You ready for another one? Ooh, this one's got a A lot of Cash Gordon in here. Here you go, Mole.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's so long and so tiny and so dark in here. Okay, but I'm going to... Oh, there it is. Okay, here we go. Dear Damn Mole, Mary Jane, Vince, Triple T, Matt, Jordan Miller, Nick, and Perry. I'm listening to your excellent Big 3 podcast since I moved back to the United States with my daughter in the summer of 2011, following a bad marriage to a man in Australia. Your efforts in putting this hilarious show together is evident in each broadcast. I want to say thank you for brightening up my Fridays. I don't have a lot of money, but I'm taking some from my latest student loan to show my appreciation for the show and you all being so nice to me. I inadvertently became a part of the show back in April when I befriended someone I shouldn't have. For Dan and Nick, here's $20 each to help you with all that you spend on the production costs and phone bills with the Jabberho. You both were nice enough to stick up for me when he screamed at me for being and calling me ugly and a whore. Mole, I am also giving you $20 to help you out since you lost all your money on those bad investments. You offered me a visit from Mr. Giant Dog when my dog died. That was sweet. Vince, Matt, and Jordan, here's $20 to split on a pizza when you guys are working hard at producing the show. Without you, I'd have nothing cool on my iPhone each week. And Mary Jane, here's $40 to show my sympathy for you as a woman in such close proximity to that Italian pig. I also appreciate that helpful hint you gave me on properly wearing high heels. For Perry, I shipped a book entitled How to Be a Gentleman, a contemporary guide to common courtesy. It will arrive next week. And no, I didn't send it to 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102, the most disgusting apartment I've ever been in. Perry, I agreed with Dan that you act like you were raised by goats. I have plenty of voicemails to prove it. By the way, what was the deal with cheerfully inviting me over for eggnog the day your dad died? Why were you in such a good mood then? Were you satisfied at his demise? Did you have something to do with his death, like poor Nathaniel and Eric? Sincerely, Lisa C. Jablonski. The girl Perry sexually harassed and called ugly, fat, and a whore. Thanks, Lisa.
Bitch.
Oh, wait, here's a little addendum.
Bitch.
P.S. You don't have to read this. Crashed my car while visiting Perry after his fake hospital stay. And I've been walking 2 miles and back to buy my kid diapers.
Oh, my God.
I'm buying a car this week, finally. Should she really be sending us so much money?
Doesn't matter. I mean, you know, she did, and it's very nice. Thank you, Lisa. Now, if I remember correctly, Lisa was the girl that came to your place, and you had never met her before, but you answered the door in the nude.
No, I had a towel on.
You had a towel on. Did the towel fall off at one point?
No.
Never. All right, here's someone that sent us a Christmas card. Merry Christmas to you from Canada. Sending this special
Christmas hello
to remind you how warmly you're thought of all year long. Merry Christmas. Then it says, Dear Big Three, I'm just writing to wish you a Merry Christmas and an awesome 2013, except for the Satanist Perry Caramello. I hope that the rest of his hair falls out while he bobs up and down in his Denny's bathroom tricks. Dog bless the international hero, Tim Perpetic. Dog bless Mr. Giant Dog, and may dog bless each and every one of us. Sincerely, John A. McDonald.
Whatever.
He owns those restaurants.
You think so?
Yep.
Let's see here.
Dear Dan, Mole, and Mary Jane, please do not under any circumstances give Perry any of this $10 shout-out. I promised on Facebook that I would send Perry a private $10 shout-out if he didn't kill himself when he was supposedly under suicide watch. I then come to find out that Perry was lying about his psych ward stay. Instead, I'd like these $10 to be the inaugural funding of the 2013 Dinner at Perry's Apartment Fund.
Oh.
Ooh. Perry recently said that the facilities fee for his apartment would be $200, so I'd like to get that started. I can't wait to hear Dan, Mole, Mary Jane, and hopefully some special celebrity guests will Andy Dick return, enjoying Perry's special apartment style spaghetti. Maybe Perry can use some of the fee to buy a security system since he's always bragging about his lavish digs and giving out his home address on the podcast. Doesn't he know that memorabilia hunters and homosexual rapists might hear that? Sincerely, the producer
rapist.
Of Dad's Garage Radio, available now on iTunes, Sebastian Davis.
Well, thank you, Sebastian.
There's no dinners at my house.
Why would he say that?
Well, there isn't $190. We just got $10 towards the $200 apartment fee.
I don't have the $200.
We're raising it.
Okay, so that's a start. Here's the next one. Dear Big Three, I would like to say I'm a big fan of your podcast. I also like to say that it is the greatest podcast about personal lives and pop culture. But the truth is, I cannot, and the underline cannot made the letters bold, for you see, I have just started listening. I've reviewed some episodes of your podcast, and I must say that, frankly, I am appalled. Appalled by you, damn bare ass. What? And you, Walter Smokabolinski.
What?
What is going on here? Your constant abuse of the king of Friday night comedy and living legend, Scary Perry Caramello, is bordering on absurd. You two fools are so jealous of this Scaremaster and his comic genius. You guys constantly give out his address at 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102. When time and time again he asked you not to.
He's right. You know what, he's right?
When he's right, he's right. You two guys are constantly pranking him, but when Perry pulls off the ultimate prank by claiming he's been admitted to Kaiser Permanente psych hospital, you two clowns cry a foul. Whoa.
He's right.
Finally, this takes the cake, or should I say the pie. You, Dan, and Walter have a major problem with Perry's swindling against the United States government and his fake disability scam.
Not a fake disability scam.
What's wrong with that? I mean, here you two slugs are going to work every day like a couple of total suckers. Name one person that wouldn't love to just sit around and collect piles of disability money. Where do I sign up for that?
Lastly, like being disabled, like I?
Let me just finish this. Lastly, I leave you with this. Lay off Perry and his lawsuits. I have a very strong feeling that they're going to work out just fine. Trust me when I say this. More green is coming his way, and he deserves every penny. Sincerely, brothers in blood, Brian LeBlanty. P.S. Perry's impressions are top-notch, some of the best going today. Please allow him more room to use them on Mole Play. And one more thing. Please allow Perry to have all this $10 shout-out money, a small token of bigger things to come.
Who wrote that? What's his name?
His name's Brian LeBlanty.
LeBlanty?
Let me see that.
Is that your brother?
I don't know.
He seems like he's on your side.
Let me see that.
No, we...
Let me see that, please.
Let's move on. We got to move on.
No, we got to move on. We have very
limited... But he's very much on your side. Maybe you should make up with him.
Yeah. That would be the way to do it.
There's no making up.
Why?
What do you mean making up? He stole...
Making up, not making up.
He stole! He stole!
But he just wrote
a... A lot of fucking money.
He just sent back $10.
Yes, he did.
What's $10 compared to what he stole?
I don't know.
This is from the desk of Matthew Danskin. Dear Dan Barney, Walter Malinsky, and Perry Queermaster Caravello, in your October 26th podcast, you read a letter from a scientist that had discovered a new species of spider in South America named a Caramello spider. I fear that on a recent business trip to Sao Paulo, I was bitten by one of these dangerous arachnids. Since returning home from my time abroad, I have started to notice some bizarre symptoms, such as advanced pattern baldness, an insatiable desire to scam the government for money even though I'm perfectly capable of working, strong urges to sue my family, spontaneously shrieking like a retarded baboon. Dan, please forward my contact information to the professor who discovered this terrible spider. I'm afraid that if not treated immediately, the venom will work its way into my testicles and turn me into a homosexual gypsy. I don't want to spend the rest of my life giving reach-arounds in Denny's bathrooms to pay for my teeth whitening treatment.
Oh,
sincerely,
God.
Matthew Danskin.
Wow.
Wow, our thoughts are with you, Matthew.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stupid.
Why is it stupid?
You don't think a spider could do that to somebody?
Why? No, why is it stupid?
Because it's all bullshit.
How is that bullshit? The guy said he got bit by the same spider that gave those same kind of symptoms to other people that had been bitten by him.
Spider-Man.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, let's read on. Dear Big Three, I'm writing here to express my cookie condolences. Oh, God rest his soul. Of course,
yeah,
we're talking about
you.
Perry's father, Cookie Caramello, who passed away on 12/12/12.
I will always remember.
At least he didn't have to sit through that concert.
Yeah. What concert are you talking about?
12/12/12 concert.
Did you not like that?
No, it was good, but it was really long.
I would love to have the whole thing, but they'll only put one song from each.
What do you think if they were like if Cookie was watching that? What song you think would have been his favorite?
I didn't see it, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I don't know what.
Hey, go ahead. Hey, we're going to take the 12th caller who wants to call and let us know what they think. Cookie Caramello's favorite song from the 12/12/12 concert would have been if he hadn't died on 12/12/12.
That's a little hard to do because we don't take calls here. Anyway, I'll read on. I will always remember Cookie Caramello as a fabulous cook prancing around the poop deck. The world will mourn the loss of this brave hero. This is nice.
Thank you.
This is really nice. As the end of the year approaches, I wanted to share you my favorite Big Three moments of 2012. There was a great holiday show in June, of course, and as a proud member of the Nucka Nation, I would be remiss to forget Perry's arch enemy Rucka Rucka Ali's appearance on March 2nd. But my all-time favorite moment was Frankie Machine's appearance on March 30th. He really dug in deep and found out which of Perry's hands was used on Randy Callahan on that fateful night on June the 26th. I'd also like to hear from Frankie again in the future because his appearance was hilarious. I also wanted to ask your thoughts on the 2012's best moments of the Big Three. I would ask Perry myself on the social networks, but again, Perry likes to block his fans. Your loyal fan, Alex C. P.S. Mole.
Yeah.
Who that lady that go into that movie?
I'm trying to find that out. Does he know?
No, I think he was just asking you. I don't think he knows. I don't think that's admitting anything.
Hope we find
Perry
out
only
Sundays.
Blocks his fans that like to bother the shit out of me. Call me profusely.
Profusely?
Yeah, like what they've been doing today.
Oh, they've been doing it today?
Yeah, they've been calling me, texting me,
profusely today?
Oh, that's crazy. Hey, Randy, are you selling that hot tub?
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah, that's not nice, you guys. That's not nice. He's not selling a hot tub.
No, he's not.
I'm not selling a hot tub, but I do have a hot tub at my apartment.
All right, how much? Maybe they want to know how much you take a hot tub with you.
It's not a hot... It's one of those jacuzzis.
Oh, you got to do some jacuzzing with Mr. Adams. He loves that.
He really does. I've been asked.
Excuse me.
Hey, is he going to Sundance with us? Do you know?
I hope so. But here's another one. Dear Big Three, I am writing a couple months late, but I would like to send a shout out to one of your biggest fans, Gary from Long Island, to congratulate he and his wife on the birth of their son, Dan. I have a special request. I know that Scary Perry is very religious, and I hope that he can say a little Javajo prayer for young Danny. And ask Javajo to always protect him and let him live a long, healthy, and successful life. I know that Gary will do a great job raising his child to do the right thing and never have to stoop to giving hand jobs to producers to make it in show business, steal money from his fellow cast members, eat tremendous amount of sausage, or mooch off the United States government and the hardworking American taxpayers by faking a disability.
It's not fake. You
Gary is not a Ginzo scumbag like Cookie Caramello was before Perry had him murdered. Best wishes. Thanks, Jason from Staten Island. Big Three. Thanks, Jason.
Okay. Seems we have one left here. Dear Big Three, this week I'd like to leave Perry alone because I'd like to make a comment about your sound engineer, Vince.
Uh-oh.
Get rid of him.
No.
I've never in my... all of my years seen a person with a lower likability rating, and this guy claims to be in show business. Vince is hated by everybody and does nothing but hurt the podcast. If you'd like, I can dig up some dirt on this guy, or we can do things the old-fashioned way by setting him up. Let me know which way you want to go. Next week, I'll bring in some new info on the Javajo moron, and I'd like you guys to know that I promise that I'll continue to work relentlessly to find any and all information to bring Perry down. And again, I don't think that he's ever denied that he's gay. Your loyal fan, friend, and worker, Hugh A. Craig III, Editor-in-Chief of Perry Leaks.
Well, he knows he's been deleted from my accounts.
He has. What did he do?
What do you mean, what did he do?
And speaking of what did he do, what did Vince do?
I don't know. It's just, I think since he first made his appearance on this show, people hate him.
Yeah, I think they're jealous.
That's exactly right.
They hear the footsteps. Exactly right. They hear the footsteps.
They're jealous of Vince.
Why do you?
Vince is helping us out.
No, I'll tell you what
Vince
I really
is doing
believe.
Such a fantastic job helping us out.
I think he bores people to tears. Mm. Every time he comes on, he talks about building a fucking telescope. Who gives a shit? Who cares?
A telescope?
Yeah, Vince, you're going to be on the show. Can you help us out by saying something? What does he talk about?
Telescopes.
Yeah.
I love it.
You love that?
Sure.
People were bored
depends
to tears
on what,
by
if there are people that like to hang out at Griffith Park.
Yeah, right? And look at neighbors' thing. Windows with their
yeah,
telescopes.
Yeah, right.
By the way, I heard you're doing something. You're taking some new supplements or something like that?
To help me out? My God.
What?
I'm on a new health program and
tell us about it.
It's It's amazing.
You look great, and I got to tell you something.
You do look great. There's no question about that.
Thank you.
You sound smarter, too. That's the crazy thing.
Your speech is... cool thing about this. Joe Rogan did an interview with this guy named Dave Asprey. And Dave Asprey had came out with a film called Limitless.
Sure, yeah, when Matthew McConaughey and Robert De Niro take pills and make themselves not constrained by their normal brain that only uses 1% of its potential.
Matthew McConaughey? Or wasn't it Bradley Cooper?
Robert De Niro was in this movie. Bradley Cooper.
He was in a mover?
Excuse me, movie. Not mover, I meant movie.
Who played the mover, though?
I meant movie. Dave Asprey.
Dave Asprey plays the mover.
Dave Asprey, yeah, he was the
I'm very confused. What does this have to do with you?
It's the medicine that I'm on. The fucking stuff is awesome.
What does it do for
you? You're on limitless medicine?
NZT 48.
Whoa. I don't know what that is.
It's an uplifting drug slash medication.
But Joe Rogan has something to do with it?
Joe Rogan interviewed this guy for almost 2.5 hours.
He's never let us down a bad road before.
Joe Rogan's this guy is amazing.
If I'm looking for a pill to make me limitless, I'm going straight to Rogan.
Listen. Limitless, you don't want to...
The movie.
The movie, Limitless.
Okay. They made a movie about this drug, and Joe Rogan
pushes
it.
This is coming really close to Perry movie time, I got to tell you.
This...
No, we're not. No. Is this your way of getting Perry's movie
time? I'm not trying to do a movie
Don't do it. Don't do it,
I'm
Perry.
I'm not trying
The bosses upstairs have said no.
I don't give a shit what the boss
no,
says.
No, stop.
The way
don't talk.
About his intelligence.
I'm not talking about the... Well, the movies in is a part of my intelligence being lifted.
So you're... intelligence has been lifted because you seem a little smarter than you did last week.
The guy in the film that loses his life tells
spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
spoiler
I don't
want to
see it now.
Well, the guy in the movie
does he lose his life at the end of the movie?
In the beginning.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold everything. We've got another $10 shout out, I think. I didn't see this one. Dear Big Three, I'm a huge fan of the podcast, but I can't understand why Perry gets so much grief when all he does is show up and act as if he's entitled to everything, which he is.
Thank you.
I sometimes feel that the trivia competitions that people send in are slanted towards Moles' Midwestern education. So I'm sending one that might be a little more equal. I'm sorry I don't have the kind of money these other fans have, but I had to raise the money for this trivia competition. Al Michaels. Oh, I see. He's got 5 questions here. We've got some money in here. You guys want to play a trivia competition?
I don't know.
You don't want to do it? Then we'll just put it away.
It's up to Scaremaster.
What's the trivia about?
He's got 5 questions.
It's not going to be fair. He's smart now. He's taking 2XL 25 or 6-2-4s.
They're called 25 or
6-2-4? No.
And this thing makes you smarter. Let's give this thing a shot. Let's see.
I haven't been on it.
All right, I have 5 questions, and each time you get a correct answer, you'll get a bill. You ready to play?
Okay.
Okay. Now think, both of you. Name the original singer for the band AC/DC.
Bon Scott.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Scott.
Sure.
Bon Scott.
Which one was
bon
it?
Bon Scott is the answer.
Bon Scott is
definitely
the answer.
Okay, so you get 1 bill. Name the skateboard champion and entrepreneur whose first name is Tony and
Alva.
His last name is
Alva.
A bird of prey.
Alva, Tony Alva.
And last name is a bird.
Tony. Oh, that. Oh,
Tony
my
Alva.
Old name, Tony Barbieri.
Tony Alva.
No, it's not Tony Alva.
Or Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk is it?
Oh, come on, man.
That's 2 for you.
Tony Alva was the original Godfather skateboarding.
Wow.
Tony Hawk is the new Godfather. That's 3 bills.
Which one of them
no,
is more?
No, that's 2.
But which
that was
one
only
is
the second
Which
question.
One of those two is more effeminate?
Question number 3. Name the Italian American actor singer who is often referred to as the chairman of the board.
Frank Sinatra.
Let me finish the question. Or Old Blue Eyes.
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra's right.
$300.
All right.
Jimmy Roselli.
No, the answer is Frank Sinatra. Okay. Question number 4. What city which many people consider the greatest city in the world, is sometimes called the Windy City or Chicago.
New York City.
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago's exactly
right. $400.
All right, and the last question. Name the cult... Let me stop for a second. Let me. I'm just thinking about Cookie's death.
Thank you.
Name the cult that refuses to celebrate the birth of their Lord.
Okay.
Cult.
I know this one. I know this one because we've been talking about this one.
Are you saying...
Hold on. Let me just read the question. Excuse me. Name the cult that refuses to celebrate the birth of their Lord and whose sacred message is told... I'm sorry.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I'm crying over this.
He's
fucking
excited.
Cookie.
He's sad about Cookie.
And I'm glad that you're
You've
winning.
You've seen Dan cry. That's
talking
how he cries.
My dad's
man.
Birthday, Christmas.
Name the cult that refuses to celebrate the birth of their Lord and whose sacred message is told in a comic book format so the followers can understand it, called the Watchtower.
Oh,
the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, that's exactly
come
right.
Come on, man. That
so you get
fair.
The whole pot.
Beautiful.
All right, let's see.
Not fair. Oh,
one,
come on.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I think there I got one.
$500 no. is what I was told.
No, nobody told you that. It says in here, actually, he kind of like apologized because he doesn't have as much money as the other fans have. So, well, congratulations, Perry.
$5?
Yeah, it looks like wow. Your smart pills are paying off.
Paying off with a fin. Congratulations.
$8.
And that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
I'm sorry I got emotional about Cookie.
Yeah, well, you really were breaking down.
Well, you all right, Scaremaster?
I'll live.
Hey, is that a phone call? Can you send that phone call through for us?
No, we don't get phone calls.
What we do here.
Hello in the happiest of 2013, like the big three, don't you know?
Hey, Mr. Adams, what's happening?
What's up, Mr.
Yes. Let's all talk New Year's resolutions for a moment, shall we? Mr. Barnes, any changes for you this year?
I'm going to try and stop loving so much.
You know something? I had the exact same problem, especially at fast food men's rooms like the Scaremaster. Too much loving. Yes.
Loving the men's
yes.
Loving
the only
room. All right, listen. Walter, what is your resolution this year?
I'm going to try reefer this year.
Well, that is a wonderful idea. Cut back on some of that apple cherry wood tobacco.
Exactly. That's for suckers.
Yes. And finally... Perry, bringing up the rear, as I like you to do, what will you be doing to better yourself this year?
I'm on a new health program.
Please, Scaremaster, please give us something good.
I am giving you something good.
May I make a suggestion
do it,
for something for you? How's about you begin wearing more revealing V-neck type shirts so that your fans can sneak a look-see down your chest whilst you lean over? We could work with that.
Sorry.
That's a great
Sorry.
Idea, Mr. Adams.
Sorry.
Hey, are you giving up anything, Mr. Adams, for
Sorry,
New Year's?
Adams.
Am I giving up anything this year? Am I giving up anything? Yes, I am. I'm absolutely through with making my own poppers out of cotton swabs and diesel fuel.
Are you sure you can do that, Mr. Adams?
Yeah, no, actually, I'm not sure. Yeah, I do love them so. They do give me the most resplendent nosebleeds. Now, speaking of nosebleeds, how is Sundance coming along?
We're there on the 19th. Pretty Are you going to be there?
Will I be? I wouldn't miss it. I would
what about
not
the
miss
17th
Shall
and
18th? We all have some après-ski in the hot tub together?
Yeah, totally.
I'd like
Game
that.
Wants to Teddy, do that.
Teddy, will you be jacuzzing with me this trip? Shall
Are
we
you
jacuzz
crazy?
Together?
Are you out of your fucking mind?
All right. Everybody calm themselves. Listen. I
God.
Know precisely what we need.
A Sundance joke.
Yeah.
Do a Sundance
yes,
joke.
Yes, a Sundance good idea, joke. Bro. Yes, let me think. Ah, yes.
Real quick, Adams, I got to ask you something.
Where did the skier keep his money?
In the snowbank.
Indeed he did. And I look forward
easy.
To shushing into one with all of you. Toodles, love.
See you, Mr.
Wait,
Adams.
Wait, Mr. Scare me. Trying to ask you something.
Ask him.
Are we going to go on the 17th or are we going on the 19th?
Mr. Adams.
Because it sounds JQA. Like, are we doing two shows or one show?
Mr. Adams.
Oh, he hung up. I think we're
call
only doing
back.
One.
Call him back.
I think we're leaving Friday or Saturday, and we're doing a midnight show on Saturday. Only one show, though.
Okay.
So we got to put everything into one show.
You going to be able to ski, Scaremaster?
I'm not skiing.
You going to snowboard?
Nope.
Why?
Because I'm only going for the show. I'm not going to go skiing.
Oh, so we'll hang out. You're going to be. We got to hang out. We got to go to press junkets and things like that.
I don't want to be outside much.
We got to do that. That's why we're there.
Why don't you want to be outside?
We got to mingle.
Because I don't wear underwear. I only. All right, then I go in. I only wear one thing when I go there.
What's that?
My Sims snowboard suit.
Perfect. So you should wear the whole time anyway. That right. Wear that and wear the leather jacket over.
I'm not wearing no leather jacket. I'm only wearing
Sims. You
got to
show your signature look. You wear the Sims snowboard outfit. You put the leather jacket on top. You put the hat on top, and you're rocking. Now, let me ask you this. You're not going to snowboard there? We're in beautiful Utah champagne powder. You're not going to go up there? Lift tickets are on JQA.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to go there, and if you want to come and see us, I don't know exactly where it is, but start looking it up. We're going to be there, and come and see us do this podcast live.
I'm not going there to go snowboarding.
Why not?
I'm going there to do this show.
But we'll do the show, but why can't you do both?
Maybe when I get my stuff this week, I'll change my mind.
What stuff are you talking about? My
NZT, because I don't have anything yet.
So how'd you get so smart?
I only took 3 pills last week.
And it made you this smart?
It was a placebo, like flowers for Algernon?
Look, my computer tech, I helped him unload his storage bin on New Year's Eve. He introduced me to the film. The next day, he got, or the day after New Year's, he got his package in the mail, and I was still helping him out.
I know what you mean by that, his package.
God, you guys are so gay.
Why?
You're such a bunch of faggots.
What do we do?
I'm not a homosexual.
Nobody ever said you were. And by the way, I would like to say something.
And I'm not selling a fucking hot tub.
Scaremaster, can I just bring something up? You know, over this past year, we've gone through a lot of people, you know, calling Perry gay, something he is not. He is not gay.
Yeah, he is at least not 100%.
No, he had the one experience.
I'm happy gay.
Yeah, he's totally happy gay. He had the one experience 20 years ago.
20 plus years ago.
Let that go. We wrapped that up this past June when we had a 20th anniversary of the Randy Callahan situation. That's done. So let's drop the gay shit. So from now on, let's not bring up his address. We know where he lives. He lives at 7722 Reseda Boulevard, number 102.
It's like we know where you live.
I'm trying to help you.
He's sitting there trying.
Well, you're trying to, by saying my home address?
No, I said your home address so people don't mention it anymore because it's childish. It's stupid.
Very stupid and
very
childish.
So don't bring it up anymore.
Thank you.
That's a great idea, Mo. Why don't you do your sexcapades? It's time once again.
My sexcapades?
No, scary sexcapades.
Okay, one time I was at the beach.
One time you were at the beach and?
All right, this lady comes walking by.
What was her name?
I don't know. She's laying on a towel. She got
How could she walk by when she's laying
Let
on a towel?
Let him tell his story.
She's laying on a towel. And she's got what her happened? Whole bathing suit untied.
Yeah.
Here I come. I'm carrying 3 large Dr. Pepper and Jack Daniels that I call Dr. Daniels. Everybody knows that, right?
Yep.
So I'm stacked up, stand super hot, Dr. Daniels on her back. She gets up, boom, sweater potatoes right for everybody to see.
Boom.
Dr. Daniels all over her top.
That's your story? Okay, Mole. Let me show you how a sexcapade should happen. Perry, why don't you take it from here? This is where Perry talks about some of his conquests over the years. And what are we going to be talking about today, Scaremaster?
This goes back to, first off, this is Scary Perry Sexcapades number 15.
Time out. Now, one thing that we've talked about is how Guy Talk Pie Talk got kicked to the curb. Now, ladies and gentlemen, everybody knows that Scaremaster is not Polish. He is what?
Full-blooded Italian.
Okay. Scaremaster, as an Italian, can you tell me what this is?
It looks like meat.
Not meat. That
is what?
Is Panettone.
I never
heard of it.
I never saw that before.
You never saw Panettone?
Do you eat it?
It's an Italian sweet bread.
It's an Italian Panettone. Can is I have Italian some? Sweet bread.
Yeah. No, Scaremaster is going to have sexcapade Panettone time.
So he's going to eat this while he's doing sexcapades?
I'm not eating that whole fucking thing. Feel how
light this is. Feel how light this is. Feel like this. It's like an angel food cake.
I'm not eating that whole fucking thing.
You don't have to eat the whole thing, but you got to see what you can do,
man. Here, let me just have a little right now, and I'll tell you if it's... Oh, yeah, you could eat the whole thing. All right, so do your sexcapades well by eating this. Here.
All right.
Okay, Scaremaster has a Panettone in his hands, and let's go sexcapade Panettone. Take a bite. You got to do this. Same time, you know how to do this.
I'll eat the Panettone after I'm done reading this.
No, it has to be at the same time or it makes no sense.
Yeah, don't. You can't read.
Dan, will you back me up on this, please?
I have to go with Mole this time.
Oh, Christ. I'll have a little bite.
Again, Italian.
All right, this sixth cage goes back to an Italian film festival here.
Perfect.
Here in Hollywood. Shit. I'm getting the paper all fucked up. Here in Hollywood. All right, we're at the Italian Film Festival of 2003. I ran into an old-time friend, Lydia Torres, at the festival. After Friday night's festival, Lydia came home with me, and sex was outstanding with Lydia.
Yeah, I can verify that.
Yeah, Lydia's very good in bed. All right. But I also met up with an Italian girl at the festival named Nikki Cosentino. Let's see, I've got photos of her on my website at scaryperryproductions.com.
Take a bite.
Come on, Perry, you got to eat that, man.
As well as I have pictures of her with me.
That's the way to do it, like an Italian.
On my classmates.com page.
Do it.
Okay.
Whole thing. Big boy bite.
I got to read this.
Come on.
Big boy bite. Now read it.
I'll tear you off another one.
Let's see. ScaryPearProductions.com. On the pictures page. Let's see. Making love to Nikki was like making love to Lydia.
Big boy bite.
Come on. People are expecting it.
Yeah, there you go. Show Mary Jane how big of a bite you can take.
Yeah. Put a big bite so they can have a big, good picture.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sam, cram it in there, big boy bite. Stick it in there. Dan, help him stick it in there.
Here, let
me
feed you something.
Let me feed
you.
No. Read. It's not reading, I'm full.
Right. That's what people like.
Go, Scaremaster.
Okay. Making love with Nikki was like making love to Lydia Johnson. Making love to Linda Johnson was like a dream come true. Okay. She had this hot, athletic, dancing body. Fuck you.
Come on, Scaremaster. It's your best sex exercise ever.
Got a new moment. I want to read where people can understand what the fuck I'm saying, asshole.
They can understand.
Yeah, right. All right. Being with Linda was like a dream come true. She had this hot, athletic, dancing body. Do you want to hold,
aww,
but you want to squeeze like a charm, like Charmin bath tissue.
Aww.
This young lady was such a dream.
How much of a dream was she?
She got rid of me. Anyway, this young lady was such a dream, she got rid of me. After the next day, I took her and Lydia to breakfast, then I drove her home. But when I came back to see her a week later, she was like, what are you doing here? We never spoke again after that. My motto, next chick.
That's your motto? That's it? That Perry's Sexcapades?
Yeah. Kill that Panettone, dude.
Thank you.
Sure. Kill it, though. You're Italian, man. You ever have a Panettone that good?
I've never seen anything that good before.
You have?
No, I haven't. Eat the crust. The crust is the best part. Well, Perry's finishing this up. Maybe we should talk about something. Pay some bills, so to speak. If you were going to invite some people over, Mole, and you had a big party going on.
Yeah. First off, I'd need to get a new house.
All right. Well, let's say you had a house. Now, you've got a big party going on.
Well, I
got
to get going then, man. I got to start setting this thing up.
Okay. This is just a thought. This isn't really happening. But let's say that you had a party going on and you didn't have food ready. And at the last second, you needed food. Where would you go?
Well, I wouldn't go over to
Jimmy Kimmel's.
To what?
I go to Jimmy's.
Why?
Because that guy feeds everybody. He's fantastic.
You've never eaten at his house.
I've eaten at his office.
You have? What'd you have?
I had pasta, I had sausage, I had salad.
Oh, my God. What? Nice.
That was that one day that we went in there.
Well, I remember that time. We got food that day?
No, you weren't there. Neither were you.
Why did you get food and I didn't?
Because you weren't. Look, I had a legal meeting with him, and this is a couple of years ago.
Oh, and you sued him.
I think that's when it was, right.
Wow. So he brought you over.
He fed us all.
Fed you all? Wait, who else was there?
The attorneys.
My God.
He fed all of us. Person.
Hey, why don't we congratulate him on moving his show to 11:35? The guy that Scaremaster sued.
Right.
I felt so bad about that.
No, you didn't. You still sued
You'd
him.
You'd do it again.
No, I wouldn't. No way.
Anyway, congratulations, Jimmy. 11:35.
11:35, Jimbo.
Wow, he came a long way from being the announcer in the Simply Dan Public Access show.
Yeah,
no, he came a long way from being the morning sports guy on K-Rock.
Well, I think he got his first break was when he was the announcer for the Simply Dan, the public access program.
Do you remember when we went to K-Rock?
I think his first break was when he did Win Ben Stein's Money.
I think you're wrong. I think he got that because he was the announcer on our show. And he's also on the cover of Rolling Stone this past week.
Announcer of our show?
He is?
Anyway, so he's got everything happening for him, and it's just congratulations, Jimmy Kimmel.
Congratulations, big guy.
Long-time fan, first-time caller.
But we were in the middle of talking about something a little bit. We're talking about Mole's big party. Now you got a lot of people
Yeah, when are you
going to
have that
feed.
Big party, Mole?
I got to get all this food over at Jimmy's house, you said.
Not at Jimmy's house.
Your house.
You got to have it at your new house. Housewarming party.
Oh, you guys going to come over?
I'll come over.
Should we have a movie party? I'll come over. All right.
But what kind of food are you going to have there?
I don't know. There's no more Panettone left after Scaremaster ran through that thing. So I guess I'm going to have to get what the heck.
That's right. For the finest in Thai cuisine.
It's what the heck.
What's the number, Perry?
Oh, my God. I don't even remember.
It's
323-654-7952.
That's right. So if you like Thai food, you're going to love What the Huck. And with a new Perry's Not Allowed to Crap in the Bathroom policy, people have been coming just to see where he did crap. That's What the Huck, 323-654-7952. Well, you know, it is...
No, what?
What do you mean?
You said, well, you know.
I was kind of wrapping things up. Oh. This is our first show back in the new year. Happy 2013 to everybody. Now, Mole, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Sure did.
What? I know that you're going to start smoking weed. I heard you tell John Adams that a little earlier.
That's about it. Also, I want to learn to speak Espanol.
How you doing with that?
Muy bien, amigo. ¿Y tú?
I'm not exactly what you call bilingual, but I can carry on a conversation. Cucaracha la bamba, señorita el polo loco.
Sí.
Picking up on girls at El Pollo Loco. Good for you.
What are some of your New Year's resolutions, Scaremaster?
Well, you guys know what one of them is.
What?
My new health program.
You taking 25 or 64?
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
And what comes along. I'll find out as the year goes by.
Well, that's a real good resolution, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I gotta get my life in order and be smarter. Be happier.
Why are you so unhappy?
Oh, God. I got to work with YouTube monkeys.
Well, how do you think we feel?
You've destroyed everything from the inside. When you've got everything to gain, you're the one that fucks everything up, and you've got to work with the two of us. Do you know how next to impossible it is to work with you?
I should be proud to even hear those words.
Say something nice about Mole and say something nice about me.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, you know, I'm glad you guys came to see me when I was in the hospital half dead.
That was over a year ago, though.
That was the time you actually were, not the time you lied about being in the hospital.
Yeah, when I was in the hospital. with my neck problem, not once, but twice.
Yep, we were there both times. Well, I'm happy to hear about this whole thing.
Excuse me.
With your new 25 or 624 that's making you a lot smarter. You proved that by winning the trivia competition today. But I think
$5. And if it was him doing the competition, it'd be $500 bills.
You bet it would.
Well, it just fell on a bad day, so to speak. Maybe the next time. Who knows? Well, someone else sends some
money.
Why
don't you just win one of the $500 ones?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Why is the one you won, you decided to win the one that was only a dollar?
But I will say this. You dominated today's trivia competition. Dominated.
Thank you.
He got all five, didn't he?
Yes. Although I'm still, the judges are still out about which one's the Windy City.
What'd you say?
I said New York, but it should have been Sheboygan.
It was Sheboygan, the Michigan. Windy City, baby. Chi-town, Chicago, Illinois. Yeah.
Why they call it that?
Because for one reason, you can walk around the John Hancock Tower and get wind blown in your face on all four corners.
That's not the reason.
That's one of them.
No.
Wind blows downtown all the time.
What's the main reason then?
Because all the people from Chicago
blow people. Suck cock. It's a big thing.
Oh, fuck you.
Everyone gives Wendy's.
Is that what they call them in Chicago?
Yep. Hey, you want to get a Wendy, find a dude from Chicago.
I've never heard of that before.
I never heard of that either.
That's why they call it the Windy City.
I guess.
A couple of faggots.
Who is?
We're not from Chicago.
You are.
When they go Green Bay, they go, hey, man, you want some cheese head? You want some cheese heads? Go over there. But when you want to get a Wendy, go to Chicago.
I see by the clock on the wall, we got to wrap things up here as quickly as possible.
I got to get out of here, too.
Where are you going?
I got to see my cousin.
What's your cousin going to do with you?
What are you suing your cousin for?
I'm not suing my cousin.
Then why'd you just say that?
I've got to go see him.
You said I'm going to go sue my cousin.
I'm going to see my cousin.
See or sue?
See.
You said sue.
I have to help
time.
Sammy with stuff tonight.
Doing what?
See Sammy?
No, I don't know.
See
don't
Sammy
know
or sue
doing.
Sammy?
See Sammy sue.
See Sammy.
You going to sue Sammy or see
by
Sammy?
By the seashore.
See Sammy.
By the seashore. What the sue fuck? Sammy by the seashore.
All right, about Cy?
Anyway, what I was trying to say before Perry rudely interrupted me, it's time to do probably the best thing that we do on this show. It's time once again for a little thing that's called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. And this is where Mole will set up a scenario. Sometimes he takes something from the show. Sometimes he takes something from pop culture. He'll then, where are you going?
I'm going to sit next to you.
He'll then cast the scene, and then he'll direct the scene. What we don't know, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today we travel to the offices of 25 or 64, where they've developed a new medicine, a medicine that not only makes you smart, it makes you lemonless.
Oh, like Lemonless.
Like a movie.
Wow.
Limitless.
And that lemon stuff leaves no streaks, from what I understand. That's what the lemon's in there for.
No, okay, Limitless. Dan, you play the super hot scientist lady, Cleopatra Smith.
Okay.
Scaremaster.
Whatever you're...
You play Matthew Modine.
Matthew Modine? There's no Matthew Modine.
The movie.
Well, there's no Matthew Modine in this fucking movie.
It's Mole's fucking mole play. That's what it's called. Why can't you just do what he says?
You give him the pills. He comes in and he's a dumb, greasy Italian. And then you shove a pill way down his throat. And then he gets smart. Mole play!
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you today?
She shoves a pill down my throat or I shove a pill down her throat?
She's going to shove a pill on your throat.
Can we start again? I'm a little thrown off because he broke character during mole play.
Okay, hold on. Here for the pill, use this AAA battery. Mole play.
Oh, fuck you.
Hi, mister. What is your name?
Edward.
Hello, Edward. What's your last name?
Morrow.
Edward Morrow. Okay, Mr. Morrow. Can you come with me? I'll introduce you to the nurse. Well, actually, I'm the nurse.
You're not putting that fucking battery in my mouth.
When I first saw that you were going to be here today, I knew you were good looking. I didn't understand that you were beautiful.
She distracts him and shoves the pill in his mouth.
What's this? Oh, this is your fanny pack.
Well, let go of the fanny pack.
That's a nice fanny pack. Can I put my hand underneath the fanny pack?
No, because if you put your hand underneath the fanny pack, you're going to grab my nuts. And you're a guy, and you're not grabbing my nuts.
Okay,
You're a transsexual nurse. You're a transsexual nurse. You're not even a real...
Take the battery. I mean, take the pill.
He resists at first, but eventually swallows the 25 or 64 AAA. And then he gets smart. All right. Go for it. Now he gets super smart.
How you feeling, Mr. Morrow?
I can't believe this.
You seem much smarter.
Everything's wide open.
He begins to describe
I can't believe
everything.
What I'm seeing.
What are you seeing?
Life is back in shape. I feel big. I feel proud. I feel happy. I feel pure. Oh, my God.
He uses his intelligence to describe everything that's going through his mind.
I'm so proud to be alive. I'm so proud to be on planet Earth. This
Keep
is,
telling
this
us,
is
describe
wonderful.
The feeling. Describe the feelings
this
that you're
is
having.
Amazing.
You said that. Describe the feelings. What are you feeling exactly?
God, I can't even remember what I'm feeling.
He's Give so smart. He can't even remember.
Give us some trivia, some things that
he begins telling her about historic things that have happened.
How about I give a year and you tell me something that happened that year?
And he does it flawlessly.
1992, let's say June 26th.
Was my first acting gig. I did a commercial for Alvarado Hospital and... that was the day before, or yeah, 2 days before.
It seems like you remember everything.
And the fucking casting director called me into the office.
What was his name?
And I wasn't too happy about that.
What was his name?
Randy Callahan.
And what happened in that office?
He got pissed off because I pulled over that girl on the side of the freeway.
These pills are working. You're remembering everything.
And
just like it happened yesterday.
I went to give her a goodbye hug and a goodbye kiss, and she got all mad at me and kind of pulled herself back and
well, the only reason she'd be mad at you is if you stopped her on the freeway
or
something.
She thought I was
going
to rape her is what he said.
And that's mole play.
Bullshit.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play.
Thank you.
We're cutting it out before you blew the guy.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that anymore.
He's the one who always has to brag about it.
We said earlier we're not going to talk about it, and then what do? You go right to that. No, why don't you just sit there and talk into the mic? Put your fucking headphones on. Why do you got to be such a pain in the ass? You know that the show's almost over. Sit down. Put your headphones on. Pull the mic over.
I thought you wanted me to go back to
No, I didn't. Seat.
Thank you.
Well, it looks like by the clock on the wall, it's time we say goodbye here. Happy 2013.
Happy 2013.
Best 2013 ever.
Absolutely. And we're going to be at Sundance. We're going to be at Sundance. Come and see us.
We're only doing one show instead of two, right?
That's what I said before. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, don't forget, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. Mole, you are at...
The Real Molinsky at Twitter.
Perry.
I'm at ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
And on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris.
I'm not sure where I'm at on
Walter
Facebook.
Walter Molinsky.
You lost your Facebook?
I'm somewhere on Facebook. I'm not sure which account is open. I know...
It doesn't sound like you're very organized.
I know the picture... Well, I forgot my password on my KNAC Facebook, but I know my Yahoo Facebook is...
Ask QA Craig. He knows all your passwords.
Yeah. QA Craig the Third. Yeah, you should ask him. QA Craig the Third, if you can, send in those passwords if you wouldn't mind. If you want to catch me performing live, every night I'm over at the world famous Comedy Store. I close out the show, and every Monday night, don't forget the Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m. We also do our Death Squad podcast from there, and a lot of people are listening to that. So, guys, you know, we've got one more show before we go to Sundance, but let's put it there, guys. Here we go. Big three! Goodbye! Bye-bye.